Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation with the head for the Sabah chapter of Mercy Malaysia, Dr. Ambarasu Ramalingam. Dr. Anbar, the district of Sempurna has been dubbed Little Wuhan. It's the worst district in Sabah with over 600 active COVID-19 cases. I'm wondering what's happened there? What's feeding into the numbers in Sempurna?
I think the obvious reason we could relate to is what happened around the whole state, which is the elections. The numbers definitely rose after the elections and the context that happened during the voting and possibly a low adherence to prophylactic or preventive measures during and after the elections. That could be the reason.
Okay, Dr. Ambar, what about, you know, the other patterns that we see in, not just in Malaysia, but other parts of the world with regard to the severity of the cases, seen late presentation of illness, lack of access to medical facilities, perhaps in Sabah, the question of the many thousands, millions of stateless people. I mean, how is that playing out, at least from what you can tell in the Sempurna case?
I think as far as infectious diseases are concerned, everybody has access to healthcare, regardless whether the person is a citizen, registered or non-registered. So the question of accessibility to healthcare is definitely out of the picture. And everyone who's detected positive are done tracing, contact tracing for their family members and friends who have been contacted with or premises they have been in contact with. So we have tracing via contact. We have people who turn in because of illnesses, because of fever, flu, cough, and so on. Also, we have people who have are being screened via clusters or contact tracing. So I believe if there's one case of indicating that there is this presence of this positive case, let's say in a settlement of non-locals, the screening will be done in that respective areas by the district health officers.
Does the geographical nature of Sabah make it difficult to do all those things, the contact tracing, the testing facilities? Does the geographical nature of Sabah present an obstacle for that?
Yeah, I think in some parts, especially when it comes to the East Coast, I think we do have that issue, those complications. When some are not reachable by phones, some do not have proper addresses, and some there are even some who may not be able to converse correctly or realize the importance of adhering to the SOPs or coming back for their swabs and coming back for their appointments and reviews and things like that. Mm. But I believe the district health offices, along with the Sabah Health Department, have been doing their best in overcoming. In fact, the ground staff are well trained for situations like this. So much so, some even pick up their slang, and making sure they are able to communicate with these people. But to be truthful, yes, the challenges are always there. It is a daily obstacle that has to be overcome.
I want to ask you about the high death rate that's also been mentioned in many media reports. Mm. Could you help us understand that? Because it seems to be out of sync with the kind of national picture with regard to death rates. Or, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that to do with people's general health?
From the information that we follow, based on what the health DG publishes on a daily basis, I would just comment on the five deaths that happened in Sabah. I think all the five deaths as comorbids, as diseases, it's called accompanying diseases, conditions like stroke and hypertension and things like that. If you take example for the number of deaths that happened, five cases recorded in Sabah. From the record, it shows there has been some comorbids to be there. And age also plays a factor as well.
I want to get your thoughts in the couple of minutes that we have left about a comment, a call by the Malaysia Medical Association. They had a couple of days ago called for greater decentralisation of COVID-19 management. two states to address the rising cases. And I think this is especially in the case of in Borneo, where conditions and the problems that they're facing there are, I guess, very different from Peninsula. I'm wondering, Dr. Amba, do you believe that this should be the case? There should be more decentralization? Or, you know, the idea of a one-size-fits-all model based on a Peninsula Malaysia model does not fit?
I think right now centralization works only in the basis that the health ministry gives out the directions and protocols and things like that. There's a lot of customization that happens in the state as well, based on the modality, based on factors or on geographic factors, and based on the population factors and things like that. Decentralization is not exactly good. We exist as a country, but I think the Sabah Health Department per se knows the grounds well and can do accordingly. I do not agree. I agree less, to be precise, for any decentralization of healthcare.
Right, Dr. Anbar, thank you so much for speaking with us. We really appreciate your time and the good work that you're doing there. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night, folks.